It's just a strained muscle. But the more concerning thing here is your arthritis.
Arthritis?
Yes, you have arthritis in your knee.
Is arthritis a catch-all for some kind of injury to the...
No, arthritis is a degradation of the joints.
Yeah, I know what traditional arthritis is, but...
I'm not sure what you mean by traditional, but this is arthritis.
Arthritis?
Yes. I usually just say it once.
Hi everybody, it's Bina 007 back for another 10 minute spoiler-free movie review. And today I'm talking about the Bette Davis classic, All About Eve. Sorry, I'm actually talking about Noah Baumbach's new film, While We're Young, whose plot bears more than a passing resemblance to that black and white comedy classic. But my goodness, if you're going to be inspired by a film, then why not be inspired by one of the all-time greats? In this film, we have Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts playing a 40-something couple who are both involved in the documentary film industry as opposed to fiction. And they become kind of captivated by this young 20-something couple played by Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried. These youngsters sort of inveigle themselves into the old couple's lives and inspire them in a way. They feel more alive. They feel that they're tapping into a group of people who are maybe more authentic and less jaded than their contemporaries. And this whole flirtation with the youngsters is spurred on by the fact that the older couple don't have kids. So they're in that really weird part of life where they feel alienated from their peer group, who are obsessed by children and baby talk. So they would have been disenfranchised from their age group anyway, and just having this very glamorous younger couple just draws them away even further. The movie kind of on one level just operates as a really fascinating sort of description of what it's like to realize that you're aging and what it's like to form a friendship with millennials, which I completely sympathize with. I think it's really telling that the pace of technological advancement has been so rapid over the last 10 years that often people of my cohort, which is Gen X, find they have more in common with baby boomers, maybe 30 or 40 years their senior, than they do with Gen Y or millennials who are just 10 years younger than them. Because there is a massive difference in the way you view basic things like friendship and privacy and just the process of how things are made if you were born in a generation that wasn't native to technology. And I think that bridging that gap to people who always knew what it was to have email and internet and streaming, and that's a big leap. So there's lots of fun to be had in this film if you are of the Gen X cohort, because you'll sympathize with everything that Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts are feeling. Like, what is it with these young hipsters and the way they've appropriated everything that we had back in the day, but to them it feels cool and retro, and you know, that was just like rubbish that we had. You know, we listened to Eye of the Tiger kind of non-ironically. We had LPs and then we threw them out and bought CDs because everyone told us they wouldn't scratch, and now we're streaming, and like the concept that as hipsters you'd go back and basically buy all these old records is kind of weird to us. So from that perspective, I love this film. I think it's just very, very well observed. It's so relatable, it's almost petrifying. But the other layer to this film, and it's a much more profound layer, is one of, I guess, ethical inquiry without sounding too pretentious. Because the Ben Stiller character is a documentarian, and the young man that he's starting to hang out with is also a documentarian. But there's a complete difference in assumption about what is and isn't okay. So for the older guy, it's about the journey and the process of how you find the information. And there is a deep authenticity to that. He doesn't want to put stuff on film that he doesn't think is the truth. Whereas for the younger guy, raised in an era of Facebook and creating your identity where everything can be restaged, you know, this is the era of scripted reality. It's not that he's faking stuff deliberately, or is he? But it's just a completely different mindset. And I think it's totally summed up in the final line, which I hope isn't a spoiler, but kind of maybe thematically one, where the Ben Stiller character says, it's okay, they're not evil, they're just young. So I guess in one way this film works as a, not a thriller's too wrong, but a kind of a character-based investigative drama. it's really, really interesting. And I think this voyage of discovery for these slightly older guys faced with these youngsters about what it is that they are, accepting who they are. And by that, I don't just mean their age. I think it just means their attitudes to life. And that there is no giant payoff. There's no big reveal where you get to sort of shake these young hipsters out of their complacency. It's just accepting them that they are what they are and they are different. To that end, I guess it's a little bit of a kind of pedophobic movie. Pedophobia is a kind of a movie term that we often use to describe a genre of horror films, the Damien films, where you have these young kids that are basically, you know, hosts for the devil and go around sort of causing a rampage everywhere. And there is an element of this film where, because it is made by a filmmaker who's in that 40-something bracket, where it's looking at these hipsters as a kind of slightly alien and bizarre and ethically outside of our knowledge base force in the same way that kids in those possession movies are. And I guess if you are a millennial watching this film, you might feel it's being a little bit condescending. I don't know. Or maybe you'll feel that, I don't know, maybe it just washes over you because that's what being a millennial is. I don't know. But I definitely think that for me, this is a fantastic film. It's funny, it's intelligent, it's acutely observed, it's saying something profound, but it never feels heavy. And I'm just wondering if that's because I'm so totally in the wheelhouse of the audience for this film. Yeah, it's a weird review because I think that, like, whether you connect to this film is so generation specific. A few words about the people who made it. It's written and directed by Noah Baumbach, who I've had a really mixed experience with. I loved his first film, The Squid and the Whale. I thought Margot at the Wedding, his second film, was a bit dry and almost alienating. I loved Greenberg, which was the last film he did starring Ben Stiller. I thought that was a brave movie by Ben Stiller to push himself into this very vulnerable, most unlikable character. It kind of feels like Noah Baumbach gets the best out of Ben Stiller. He makes really good films with him. And then the last movie he made was Frances Ha, which actually was about the millennial generation and was quite sympathetic to them. And I just found it so irritating. I mean, I think it's actually one of my podcast reviews, and it's one that gets downloaded most, maybe because I go on this like a monumental rant about Frances Ha. I hate it so much. So it's kind of interesting to me that Noah Baumbach could write a movie that is kind of very sympathetic to millennials, and then has written a movie that is kind of sympathetic to Gen X. I mean, I think that's a really massive achievement in a way. Shows he has probably more humanity and empathy than I do as someone who is kind of in his age cohort. So from that perspective, kudos to Noah Baumbach, right? And kudos to Ben Stiller for going beyond that kind of big budget mainstream comedy fang and doing something that's a little bit edgier. I also want to say that I really love Naomi Watts in this role. It's really nice to see her back on screen. I think maybe she had a bit of a career break with the kids, but with this, and she was one of the more interesting things in the recent Insurgent movie. I'm really pleased to see her back on the screen. But overall, this is 2 enthusiastic thumbs up. I really think While We're Young is so clever, so funny. But if you've seen it and disagree, and particularly if you're not in that kind of Gen X age group, I'd really love to know what you think of it. Especially if you are a sort of, you know, organic yogurt eating, skinny jeans wearing hipster, that would be great to find out. So, with that, thank you for listening, and the usual release information after the outro music. Come on and sing along. While We're Young has a running time of 97 minutes and is rated R. The movie played the Toronto Film Festival last year. It's currently on release in the US, Singapore, Canada, UK and Ireland. It goes on release in the Philippines on April 15th, in Spain and Taiwan on April 17th, It goes on release in Sweden on May 29th, Portugal on June 11th, Belgium on June 24th, Germany on July 16th, and finally in the Netherlands on July 30th. Thanks for listening.